Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah! Hello, world!
Hello, world. I hope you can hear us. How are you doing, world? If you don't have peace in your heart, run away. That's what I do. Hey, Frankie, good to see you back again. Yeah, he showed up. Oh, that's great. Just keep going, Frankie. This is me, Dr. Fela. Yeah, it was a P-H-E-L-A, Fela. And you know what? Next week, I shouldn't promise you this, but next week, I want to talk about toxic and negativity people and throw in Albert Einstein if I can. His 25 life lessons, which are great. But I got to thank very much Sabrina. Sabrina Rebar. R-E-B-E-R is her name. Yeah, okay. Frankie. You're great, but that's enough. That's okay. Okay, Frankie, thank you. That's it. Now we're back. So, 3/4, call me if you want to comment. I need response to share with you how to handle things. Don't be afraid of me. I'm not near you. Okay, so we're going to discuss something that is quite important for this world now. This is why I'm doing this, is because it's you got to awaken your soul to experience your own personal inner war that is being reflected in the outer world. Yeah, it's by Sabrina Rebar, and she's right. She is so right. So I will share with you about the soul. The soul, you are just a soul. Got it? Nothing else but a soul. You don't have a soul. You are a soul. So when you can connect with your soul, which is your heart, hey, let's laugh. That's what it's all about. So laugh at our aggravations of life. Okay, now your entire soul signature, okay, your vibrational essence, your personal world is unique only to you based on your own personal vibrational frequency, okay? Everybody's vibrating at a certain level. When you women meet a man and he's not vibrating on your level, it just won't work. Don't feel rejected. Realize that he's not on your wavelength. You have to have someone on your wavelength. And I met my future husband in 2006, and I was shocked. You know, I mean, he was on my wavelength at that moment in time, but changed down the road. And when he did change that wavelength of having fun and laughter and love, and I ran away. Okay, that's enough of that. But anyway, I'm just trying to tell you, don't ever, even men, don't feel rejected by women if they're not on your wavelength. It's not going to work. Don't you want someone on your wavelength? Of course you do. Okay. I answered that for you, by the way, you guys and girls, just in case you didn't get that one. Of course you want to. So you are a multidimensional being with a variety of vibrational frequencies, okay, floating around, and within you, your energy fields at all times. Now, these frequencies are an accumulation of your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions and beliefs you have created from your soul's primary journey of many, many lifetimes, okay? Although every soul is unique in its own vibrational essence, every soul is exposed to the exact same frequencies. Every soul is exposed. I got to repeat this to you guys and girls, you beautiful souls. This is one soul talking to all you souls. Only the soul knows. That's my favorite saying. The soul knows all. And when you're studying or reading something spiritual or whatever, it confirms. You say, geez, that makes sense. That's your soul saying it's right. Okay. So back to the vibrational frequencies. These frequencies are accumulation. You know, the vibrational frequencies, they're floating around and within your energy fields at times. So, you know, if I'm talking to an officer, my frequency be a little on the straightforward side. Do whatever. Whatever you're responding to is what happens. These frequencies are an accumulation of your thoughts, okay, of your feelings, of your emotions, and your beliefs you have created from your soul's journey of many, many lifetimes, as I said. Although every soul is unique in its own vibrational essence, every soul is exposed to the exact same frequencies of love, fear, anger, joy, gratitude, empowerment, victim consciousness, guilt, regret, happiness, bliss, etc. So each soul's level of vibrational frequency will be determined based on the quality of that soul's focus of energy or state of consciousness. So when a soul awakens to the truth, that's what the problem is I can't realize this, I can't believe this. People don't want the truth. They want to believe what somebody says and da-da-da-da, which I do too sometimes. So, I mean, I want to be a believer, but what can you? So when the soul awakens to the truth that they are fully responsible for their vibration and quality of life, and they fully understand through the law of attraction or the law of cause and effect, which is so true. Whatever you give out, souls out there, comes back to you. It might take 10 years, it could take 20 years, it could take one day. But that is the truth and the law of cause and effect. Whatever you've given out will always come back to you. The selfishness, the greed will come back to you. And your manipulation of the world, of people. That's not good. You know? Okay. Now that they can clean up the lower vibrations within your soul is to attract the life of their dreams. Now they have the potential to become a very powerful, empowered, high vibrational being. Okay, at this time on our planet, large groups of people are in the transitional phase of soul alchemy, where we have awakened in the fact that we must first descend into the muck of our repressed lower vibrational energies before we're able to ascend into greater states of being. Our planet is the flux right now. As we turn our darkness into the golden light of our very own Christ consciousness, which we're also going towards. That is the ultimate, is Christ consciousness. No judging, unconditional love is the ultimate. Because of this, many of us are in a very vulnerable state of being where we are flip-flopping from one vibration to another as we try to sustain a high vibrational balance in a very unbalanced world. Yeah. Each awakening soul is experiencing their own personal inner war at this time on our planet. Not only are we having to clean up the energy of our own souls, we are also having to witness the devastating, heart-wrenching, bring you to your knees kind of soul purging our brothers and sisters are going through as well. Many people are still unaware of what is happening to them and they are stuck in denial, blame, and resistance. You know, they do not understand, nor do they want to believe that they are the ones responsible for their own heaven or hell here on earth. You want to call in? Call in 347-826-7154. Waiting for you on the floor to call. Okay. Now, let's continue to this. To remain in the... So they remain... Okay, I'm going to read that again. They do not understand, nor do they want to believe, these people out there, the world, part of the world, that they are the ones responsible for their own heaven or hell here on earth. They continue to remain in their victim consciousness, fight or flight mentality. And they are in the struggle of their own ego's duality. So, in order to ascend in consciousness and free themselves of all the negative vibrations held within their ego consciousness, they will continue to draw more chaos into their lives. They will need to surrender their egos, the ego edging God out, E-G-O edging God out. Will to their divine will. They will need to rise above their physical and begin the process of integrating their spiritual being into their physical being through the process of meditation. Gosh, I'm so happy there's groups out there that are having this meditation, learning it, and I'm hearing so many times people saying, how do you meditate? How do you do it? Shall I tell you again? Let's go on just a minute. Meditation, okay, is the key to assessing and in integrating our higher consciousness vibrations. So, it is so true. So, in the middle of the night, if you're waking up between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m., which means that you're spiritual, you're awakening spiritually. It's an awakening spiritual time. We can only go so far for reading spiritual information, and then you're going to church, you're eating a healthy diet, you're praying, you're speaking to God, a goddess, reciting Bible verses or mantras, etc. Eventually, we must choose to activate and receive the energy of the universe by accessing the deeper level of our subconscious minds. Now, this is what Sabrina had said. According to the Bible, she says, Jesus tells us, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. We are the ones we have been waiting to create the change we desire. But because we have become so focused on the physical world and we have placed layer upon layer of fearful vibrations within our consciousness, so we have totally forgotten who we are. But Jesus also said, your heart is your temple, so you don't have to go to church if your heart is your temple. Okay, but because we have become so focused on this physical world, like I said before, the fearful vibrations, the divine spiritual beings have a temporary human experience. So when we use our own free will to stop looking externally of our, and we go within our inner being and get to know us, this is why we're here. We're here to learn about us. About me, about you. What are you all about? So the inner being, so through the process of meditation, so we will reopen the energetic pathways into our energy fields that have blocked us from knowing that we are God beings. Universe is within us. We are the creators of our entire life experience. And it is a reconnection with our true self, our higher self, our higher soul self, or we bring forth the changes we need to desire to see in this world. And it is a personal responsibility of every single person on earth to not only awaken to this truth, but to have a direct experience of this truth by attaining a state of energetic oneness with their beings. Now, when I hear we all are one, I've heard this for hundreds of years, who knows, past lives maybe. When they say oneness, I figure out how are we all one. The only thing I feel is when we're in our souls, when our spirits. Spirit is all one. Okay, I got that now. So this is our divine potential at this time on earth, to become one with our higher souls. You see, she says, Sabrina said it too. Good, Sabrina. To become with our higher souls so we can remove the veils of our limited, fear-filled, egoic ego, which is mind, and become infused with our higher soul's consciousness, that we feel our connection with the creator of all that is. Part of this process requires us to awaken to the agendas with our own consciousness as well within the systems of this world. So our outer world is a reflection of our inner consciousness. For once, we must awaken to the inner forces within us, okay, and without, and not become attached to them. Our inner and outer worlds are in a crisis right now, and it's time for a transparency. Do you want this world to be healthy? Then we've got to be healthy. Mother Earth is not happy. That's why these things are happening. And we can make it better. We can make it better. Honest. What once was hidden from our conscious awareness, you know, is rising to the surface so it can be acknowledged and changed. We have the free will power to continue to energize and strengthen those vibrations within and without. And my saying is, be in the world, but not of it. It's mostly everybody's saying, but I like it. Okay, I don't like to be too serious here because I'm not a serious person, but I try to help this world out, yes. So that no longer, okay, I'm going to repeat this. We have the free will, the power to continue to energize and strengthen those vibrations that are within us and without. Hey, that no longer serve us. Or we can choose to transmute and transcend those vibrations into a higher vibration so we can birth the great transformation on earth. Let's heal the earth. Come on. When you see people, say, I love you. They might think you're crazy, but who cares? That's unconditional love, by the way. So heaven is a state of consciousness, okay? And it must be activated and integrated into each one of us. So we'll be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is how powerful we are. Okay, because we submerge in a group consciousness, those of us who have made, you know, the great strides in our ascension process, that will need to be very careful of not getting pulled into the drama and the chaos of our brothers and sisters as they slowly begin to awaken and ascend their consciousness into greater states of being. Yeah. All of us who have been doing intense spiritual work for many years know of the great labor pains people will have to undergo as they slough off and release lifetimes of discordant energies so they can rebirth themselves. Yeah. At this time on earth, the light is magnified to such a high level we have massive groups of people awakening at an accelerated rate, which is throwing everyone into fear. Those who are awakening and those who have been awake for some time are scattering their energy due to the rapidity of change that is occurring on our planet and in our lives. So because of this, it is important more than ever to take at least 10 to 15 minutes, that's all, every day to realign ourselves with our center through the process of meditation again. Meditation, meditation, meditation. So we can infuse our physical beings with the spiritual energies we need to sustain the courage, the strength, and the appropriate directions of our energies so we can remain steadfast on focusing on what we truly want to create for this new earth. Yes. Yes. Right, Sabrina Reber? Thank you for this. You know, I just want to say meditation again, 10 or 15 minutes. How can I explain it to you? I've been doing it for years and years and years, meditating. And to me, meditation is laying down. Well, they say sit up, but you can do anything you want. But you have to clear your head. You know, children live in the now, and that's what we have to do. I mean, I love living in the now. As a matter of fact, I'm always living mostly in the now, which is good. It's good. You have fun. You know, like children. That's what we got to go back to. Not all these worries and everything. We're gonna die one day. Let's be honest. 1 year or years from now, who knows? So let's get it. Save this world. Save this world. Mother Earth wants it. Back to meditation again. It's a communion with your higher soul, okay? That's what meditation is, okay? And all you need is 10 to 15 minutes. It will strengthen and align us with the higher vibrational energies within our energy fields. Our higher selves live in the spiritual dimensions and said, inside our energy fields. So, in order to access this part of ourselves, we need to spend quiet time slowing down our sympathetic nervous system so we can access the deeper parts of our subconscious minds where our true selves reside. So this is additional tips for difficult times, which I will probably finish next week. Yeah, I got to finish that because it's important to, this is very deep and I don't want to get too deep with all this stuff. Let's do a little bit of philosophies and we'll do the additional tips for difficult times next week. Call me 347-826. 7154. And here we are. This one just happened. Once I catch you in one lie, it makes me question everything you've said. You know what? If somebody lies or twice, two strikes, three strikes, they're gone. Always remember, three strikes and you're out, just like baseball. This is what bothers me, is girls compete with each other, women empower one another, which is good. When you do that, then everything comes to you. People who are intimidated by you talk bad about you with hopes that others won't find you so appealing. Very bad karma for those people, let me tell you. I know. I've seen it happen. Okay, listen to this one, philosophy. I've been stabbed in the back by those I needed the most. I've been lied to by those I love. and I have felt alone when I couldn't afford to be. But at the end of the day, I had to learn to be my own best friend, because there's going to be days where no one is going to be there for me but myself. Yes, yes, yes. So, what I wanted to say to you is, these philosophies are really, really good. You know, we're not given a bad good day or a bad day or a good life or a bad life. We're given a life. So it's up to us to make it good or bad. Hey, I don't want bad karma. Do you guys want cause and effect? It happens. It's the truth. A strong woman loves, forgives, walks away, let go. Let's go, tries again, and perseveres no matter what her life throws at her. Oh, my favorite Albert. Albert Einstein, I'm going to marry you, man. That's the man for me. Weak people, revenge. Strong people, forgive. But intelligent people, Albert says, ignore. That is great. A strong man can handle a strong woman. Okay, a weak man will say she has an attitude. Here's one. If you want your soul to dance in the clouds, at some point we'll have to juggle lightning and taste the thunder. Okay, I'll tell you the story, what happened. I was driving, and I had my convertible top down. This is about 2 years ago, just to lighten this up. And this black limousine, it was right beside me, and I beat him. I speeded up and beat him, but I got to a red light. And these people had black windows on their limousine, and it frightened me because all of a sudden, the window came down, and I looked over to the left as the passenger seat, and I see these two men with these black sunglasses, like the Men in Black, but they were mean. I'm telling you, they were mean-looking. I'll tell you, I was scared a little bit because I had to respond in a positive way. So I looked over at them, and this mean look on their faces, I said to them, I love you. They started to laugh, did their dark window up, and drove away. So I could have gotten shot. So love is the answer. That's all I can say. What is the question? Love is the answer to everyone. Okay, I want Frankie to come on now. And let's do the show. They're being really kind to me. They're not cutting me off. Isn't that nice? Oh, no, they are now. Oh, interesting. Come on. Let's finish it now. Come on. Frankie, baby. Yeah, have a good week. We will discuss more. Yeah. I think I should be more humorous, which I am, but this is serious, too. You know what I mean? Love to you all this week. Remember, God bless you all. The universe is on your side. Amen. Bye. Till next Monday. Thank you, Frankie. Nice to have you. And thank you, Sabrina Rebar, for helping. God bless. They cut me off, by the way, I think.